Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Thanks for having me.
You used to be part of the religious right more broadly and specifically part of the anti-abortion movement. When you were involved in that movement, was violence ever discussed as part of just political strategy and as part of the overall ambient discussion about those politics?
Yeah, I got involved in the movement early, in the early 1970s, dropped out in the mid-80s, but when we were involved, I say we because my father, Dr. C. Everett Koop, and other pro-life leaders who brought evangelical Protestants into the movement were active. We were essentially concentrating on the issue itself, just getting evangelicals to take part in voting their conscience on the issue, perhaps picketing abortion clinics and so forth. By the time I was getting out, this movement had become much more radicalized. People like Randall Terry and others whom I knew talking about getting arrested, chaining themselves to abortion clinic fences. There was a lot of talk about vandalizing property, firebombing, gluing locks shut, and so forth. When it came to the actual issue of killing, people were making both prescriptive and descriptive discussions of the issue, saying, well, someday someone will do this, and other people talking about it from the point of view of, well, is this a good tactic? Not would I do it myself, but if someone did, would it help the movement? Would it stop us from doing abortions? Would it hinder the movement? So by the time I was getting out in the mid-80s and my last involvement with the pro-life sense in 1990 or so, it was definitely in the air. And then, of course, our family actually had some connections to some of the people who murdered some abortion doctors in Florida. The person there who killed the abortion doctor and also his escort was someone who had read my dad's books, corresponded with him. A cop who shot somebody else a little later had actually been to my father's ministry for a couple of days, a quick visit to LaBrie Fellowship in Switzerland many years before, so that we were not involved directly with people who pulled triggers. But we knew that we had some real Fruit Loops and extremists involved in the movement from the very beginning. And as I talk about in my book, the way the movement developed was a gradual process of radicalization. By the time it became a big part of the Republican agenda, it definitely had a fringe that was committed to violence.
In terms of what's going on right now in the wake of Dr. Tiller's murder, do you think when Scott Roeder threatens that there will be further attacks from his jail cell in Kansas, do you think that any chance that Scott Roeder actually knows of specific plans for further violence against abortion providers? Is it likely that he's part of some sort of coordinated network where he might actually have advanced knowledge of future attacks?
I doubt he has advanced knowledge of some specific future attack, although he might have somebody, as was the case with Timothy McVeigh, who is kind of a buddy who he's been trading information with. But what's interesting to me is that he definitely had connections to folks in Randall Terry's group and Operation Rescue. Their name and address and phone number was in his car. I don't think they were part of the planning of this attack. But look, when I was in the pro-life movement, we knew who was glued doors shut. We knew who was vandalizing property. We knew of people who had thrown firebombs. We knew, of course, people who were in jail. There was this fringe. And the issue to me that I'd like to bring up tonight here on your show is that if the pro-life movement is serious about salvaging its reputation in terms of caring about life rather than in being a domestic terrorist organization, they will begin to alert the FBI and the Justice Department to the people in their midst who they know perfectly well have been gluing doors shut, vandalizing clinics and so forth, which Scott Roeder was doing and observed doing before this incident that was alleged to have taken place where he murdered somebody. So the fact of the matter is, if you want to actually do something about this and you're in the pro-life movement, if you're serious rather than just paying it lip service and saying, oh, this is terrible, we don't believe in murder, we're pro-lifers, most of these pro-life groups have a group of people always on the fringe who are hanging around more extreme than others, who they know have been involved in acts of vandalism, petty theft, maybe a firebombing, this or that. It's time to begin to blow the whistle on these guys. Had that happened with Scott Roeder, Dr. Tiller would not have been murdered.
To be clear, Mr. Schaefer, you're saying that if people are within the movement essentially bragging about having committed smaller acts of violence, not necessarily murder, not necessarily attempted murder, but the types of things that we know that people like Scott Roeder did, the types of things that became federal crimes
sure.
when the FACE Act was passed, that patriotic Americans who are part of the pro-life movement should
right.
do the right thing by the country and make sure those people are turned in.
I mean, look, we've seen this before in this country. We've had domestic terrorism from the left and from the right. If you roll back into the 60s in the Vietnam era, we were at a time when people were committing little acts of vandalism against recruiting stations and so forth, and that began to morph into a more violent weather underground movement and so forth. The fringe element that will do the vandalism is largely the group of people from whom the next group of assassins will be drawn. That's the case with Scott Roeder. These groups, these evangelical groups, these pro-life groups, these Roman Catholic groups, they know they have some people who are wackos in and around their meetings. They've seen them. These are the people who do crazy things. And they know perfectly well that some of them may go to the next step. And in that sense, if they're not doing something about curbing that, and working with law enforcement, they're really then part of the problem.
Frank Schaefer is author of the book Crazy for God. He's blogging now at Huffington Post. Mr. Schaefer, your insight is just invaluable to this whole issue. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
One is the loneliest number that you ever did.
Before the Republican Party can return from the political wilderness, its leaders must assess the reasons it is out in the proverbial woods. Enter Norm Coleman. Here he was speaking at a conservative convention in Missouri a few days ago.
We need to cultivate our grass eat roots. Grass eat roots. A little bit about that discussed this morning. That's spelled grass face e hyphen roots. We have a new phenomenon in American politics that I call grass eat roots. In this new world, the one with cell phone numbers, email addresses, and YouTube hits wins. Despite the fact that we had superior tickets, superior issues in November, we never caught up on the Democrats on their ability to raise money fast and cheap and communicate with millions of people in milliseconds.
So you got that. It's grass e-roots. It's grass space e-roots. It's not grassy roots, even though it may sound that way and even though those are essential for a healthy lawn. Grass e-roots beat the Republicans. Not the legacy of the Iraq War or Hurricane Katrina or warrantless wiretapping or torture or Jack Abramoff or the onset of the new Great Depression. It was grass e-roots. For the record, neither Doug E. Fresh nor Chuck E. Cheese would comment on the story, but we did reach Alfred E. Newman, who said, what, me e-worry? You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Gene Robinson from The Washington Post joins us next.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
This is a public announcement for senior homeowners age 62 or older. Due to the current global economic situation, the President and Congress passed improved legislation to assist senior homeowners age 62 or older. Now it's much easier to have your mortgage payments stopped altogether and help you get equity out of your home to live on. You can use the money to help you live a better life without worrying about a mortgage payment to make. To qualify, you must be a homeowner in the U.S. age 62 or older with approximately 50% equity or more in your home. You may qualify to get up to $600,000 in equity out of your home to live on with no mortgage payment. To get more information on the new HUD benefits for senior homeowners, call right now, 800-719-5601, 800-719-5601. Call us now, 800-719-5601.
We're getting word of a hit-and-run accident investigation.
Road trips. As the weather warms up and the road beckons, trust your car's maintenance to the experts at Midas. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil, to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. When it comes to total car care, you know where to turn. Midas, we're on this road together.
mild day with a high of about 71, 72 degrees. It's going to be cloudy throughout and a chance of afternoon showers. Currently, it's 54. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You'll never get the runaround at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cottman has financing options too. 26 Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you on your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Hey, look, hon, the highway is crazy. I better hang up. We'll just talk when I get home.
In challenging traffic, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
Welcome back. This is the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
The Republican Congressional Campaign Committee is hosting the event at which it is expecting to raise more money than any other single event this year. It is essentially a big dinner party to raise millions of dollars to get incumbent Republicans reelected and maybe get some new ones elected over Democrats. Should be a simple thing. Washington's sort of built for stuff like this, except these are Republicans, and this is the year 2009, so that means it's all very complicated and awkward. Last week, our friend Anna Marie Cox reported on this show that Mr. Gingrich was almost disinvited after he tweeted that President Obama's Supreme Court nominee was a, quote, Latina woman racist, after Republicans, including Senators John Cornyn and Jeff Sessions, recoiled publicly against that, and reportedly after the party threatened to yank his speaking slot, Mr. Gingrich retracted the racist charge, saying, quote, the word racist should not have been applied to Judge Sotomayor as a person. That climb down was enough to get him back invited, but he has been backsliding ever since. Last week, Mr. Gingrich went on Fox News and said this.
It's clear that the quote is clearly racist.
Ah, it's just her quote, not actually her. I see the difference. Then there was some further fine-tuning this weekend on CBS.
It's clear that what she said was racist, and it's clear, or as somebody wrote recently, racialist, if you prefer.
Racialist. Yes, that's totally different than racist. That's totally not racial baiting at all. It's totally different. What's he talking about? Amidst all of the Gingrich inviting and disinviting drama, there has also been a cringy, awkward back and forth about Governor Sarah Palin's role. In March, the Republican campaign committees issued a press release announcing that Governor Palin would be the keynote speaker. But this walk across the stage was as close as she got to that. Depending on whom you believe, Palin either accepted and then bagged the invitation or never accepted in the first place. But either way, she was out and they invited Newt Gingrich to replace her. After Palin's people let the fundraisers know she actually would be in D.C., according to Politico.com, a new invitation for Palin to speak was extended. But then some big heads of the campaign committees worried that a Palin speech might upstage the Gingrich speech. So they let Governor Palin know she was welcome but would not be allowed near a microphone, which reportedly made the governor mad. And then it wasn't clear at all that she would be attending at all. And then she showed up anyway. Yeah. More drama than a junior prom, a shotgun wedding, and a paternity test all rolled into one. Joining us now is Eugene Robinson, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and associate editor for The Washington Post. He's also an MSNBC political analyst, to our great credit. Nice to see you, Gene.
Good to see you, Rachel.
So you're not at the big Republican money machine party?
No, I'm not, but I can't imagine what I'm missing. I mean, what a saga just for... Basically a routine political fundraiser that any political party is accustomed to bringing off and brings off, you know, without the drama, usually.
Yeah.
But this is the Republicans, as you said, in 2009, and they're nothing but drama.
I follow John McCain on Twitter, and I was just watching his Twitter updates. Great to see Sarah and Todd at the dinner tonight. Nice reunion.
I noted in a recent column after Newt Gingrich's unfortunate tweet that politicians of a certain age should not be allowed by their staffs to get anywhere near social networking. device capable of social networking. Now, for you and me, obviously we love it.
And it's manna from heaven.
They should tweet forever.
Tweet away. Well, let me ask you about the Newt Gingrich saga, because Newt Gingrich, in terms of tonight's event, was brought on after they felt dissed by Sarah Palin, and then Sarah Palin tried to get back in, and there's all this interpersonal drama in terms of who's going to be leadership in the party and how people get along. But the reason that Newt Gingrich himself was controversial here is because he has accused Judge Sotomayor of being racist and then said she was not a racist, but her words were racist, and now racialist.
Yes, I have no idea what that means, first of all. In all those clips, Newt Gingrich kept saying, it's clear that. But in fact, nothing was clear about what he was saying, and certainly the distinction is not clear. So the whole drama, Newt, has another dimension, really, and it's the question of whether Newt Gingrich is the right person to be speaking for the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Is whether his idea of aggressive conservatism a la 1994 is a viable concept for, say, 2012.
Is Newt 2009 substantially different than Newt 1994? Is he, I mean, obviously he's Twittering now. He's on Second
Right.
Life. I've seen his avatar. But
Right.
Beyond that, I mean, is he promoting the same type of approach to party politics?
I think he kind of is. It's a bit different. There's actually, in a sense, more of a, you know, I don't want to characterize, but almost a bitterness and an edge to him these days. I frankly was surprised at his outburst at Sotomayor. I wouldn't have associated that particular sentiment, you know, she's a racist Latina, with the Newt Gingrich of 1994, who tried much more carefully, I think, through racial and ethnic issues.
One of the issues that will, I think, play a major role in defining what the post-Bush, post-McCain Republican Party is there the character of their opposition to Sotomayor. I mean, the Supreme Court nomination is always a big deal in Washington. Is it possible for them to mount an opposition campaign to her that isn't about her being a racist or a racialist or a racist quote maker who's not herself racist? Is it possible for them to have a principled opposition to her that's not based on these things that have already, I think, gotten them into some very deep political waters?
I actually doubt it, and I'll tell you why. I mean, if from everything I've seen of her record and people who've looked into it a lot more closely than I have seen in her record, she doesn't have some sort of, you know, raging liberal radical record on anything, really.
So, much to my disappointment.
Right, but if you look, exactly, I mean, she's a moderate judge.
Right.
In
she's going
ways.
To move the court to the right, in all likelihood.
Well, in ways she might. Yeah. I mean, compared to Souter. So, if you, so on what other basis would you do it? On I think if they try to hang their entire opposition to her on something she did not mean by one remark in 2001, that would be a grievous mistake, I think. And I think people in the party recognize that. I mean, if they had second thoughts about Newt Gingrich as a speaker tonight based on you know, his attack on Sotomayor, there may be people in the party who realize that if you lose Latinos, you're not likely to win a lot of national elections if they go against you by two-thirds or more.
I think it's going to be the best political show we've had outside of an election in a very long time.
Oh, it's going to be really good.
Eugene Robinson, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist, editor at The Washington Post, also an MSNBC political analyst, and an enthusiast of older senators tweeting whenever possible without their staff's involvement.
Tweet away. Yes.
Nice to see you. Thanks
good
for coming.
Good to see you, Rich.
Nearly 3 months after they were first arrested, it took 5 days for something that North Korea calls a court to pronounce American journalists Yuna Lee and Laura Ling guilty of a grave crime and to sentence them each to 12 years of reform through labor. The sum total of all North Korean reports about the trial is zip. Nothing. There were no outsiders in the court. No information about the trial has been released. Citing the length of the sentence and the secrecy of the proceedings, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she is, quote, deeply concerned.
We're engaged in all possible ways through every possible channel to secure their release. And once again, urge North Korea to grant their immediate release on humanitarian grounds.
That call is being echoed by the journalists' families, who gave a statement saying that they believe that the 3 months Yuna Lee and Laura Ling have already spent under arrest with little communication with their families is long enough. They asked the government of North Korea to show compassion and grant Laura and Yuna clemency and allow them to return home to their families. Statement from the families. As horrifying as these 12-year sentences are, a sentence, any sentence, is considered to be a possible step forward.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate you.
You've always been active, but your body's not cooperating like it used to. Know why? It's your joints. They're thirsty. Cartilage, your joint's natural shock absorber, loses water as it ages and could use some lubrication to keep working as it should. So how do you keep your joints healthy and flexible? With Joint Juice Fitness Water. The first and only enhanced water designed to hydrate your joints as well as your body. Each 10-calorie bottle of Joint Juice Fitness Water is packed with a full day supply of glucosamine to help keep the cartilage in your joints lubricated, providing flexibility so you can keep doing what you do. As part of a healthy lifestyle, use Joint Juice Fitness Water daily to keep your joints healthy and flexible. Look for the blue Joint Juice Fitness Water bottles in 3 great flavors, berry, lemon, and kiwi strawberry, in the enhanced water section of your favorite retailer. Lubricate your joints with Joint Juice Fitness Water.
Brought to you by Joint Juice, now available in all Safeway stores.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Stedapani. Regional airlines are on notice. They'll have to do a better job of training flight crews, citing the poor training of the pilot and co-pilot in a deadly crash near Buffalo last February. Federal safety officials have called airline executives to a meeting next week to lay down the law.
The fact that they've taken this initiative is very encouraging.
John Enders is an aviation safety expert.
The selection and hiring of pilots is prime in all of this, and you have to ensure that their ongoing training program is robust and meets the requirements of the job.
Air France is addressing one possible cause of the crash off Brazil that took the lives of 228 people. CBS's Nancy Cordes has that.
Air France is coming out this morning to say it plans to accelerate its program to replace the airspeed indicators called pitot tubes on all its A330 aircraft. Air France plans to make this fix within the next couple of days because one of the many theories being considered by crash investigators is that the pitot tubes on Flight 447 malfunctioned.
A government hearing underway in Washington is taking another look at the danger bird strikes pose to planes in flight. The first witness at the hearing was Captain Sully Sullenberger, who brought Flight 1549 to a miraculous splash landing in the Hudson River.
The only option remaining, the only place in highly developed metropolitan area, long enough, wide enough, smooth enough to land with the river.
Now, this is just in. The Treasury has given 10 big banks permission to repay $68 billion in federal rescue funds. Once they do, those banks won't be bound by caps on executive compensation and other government restrictions. Unless a bankruptcy court says otherwise, 789 dealers will lose their Chrysler franchises at the close of business. Leo Jerome has a showroom in Detroit.
You just can't all of a sudden take a knife and cut the people who have spent their lifetime getting to this point. I mean, this is all, you know, this is what I've done all my life. Just to cut it off is wrong.
The first Guantanamo Bay terror suspect designated to stand trial in the United States arrived in New York City in the wee hours of the morning. Ahmed Galani is a suspect in the 1998 African embassy bombings. Zachary Katz-Nelson is with a group that represents 30 Guantanamo inmates.
What should have happened from the get-go is what happened today. He should have been brought to New York. He should stand trial. He should answer and serve his time in prison if he's guilty.
A Russian source says there are new signs North Korea may be preparing to launch more missiles. Your computer could be hazardous to your health. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that.
About 6,000 times every year, someone is treated in an emergency room for a computer-related accident, and the vast majority of victims are children. Lara McKenzie headed a study appearing in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine.
Computer ownership increased by 309%. Computer-related injuries increased by more than twice that percentage.
She tells parents, secure computer equipment and wires and don't let kids play in home offices.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down about 8 points. This is CBS News.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with the Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Getting started is as easy as...
Aflac!
He's so gifted. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AflacForBusiness.com. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac, we've got you under our wing.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. They're hoping to reopen the tornado-damaged Southlands Mall today. The Aurora man hurt in the tornado.
Get the good stuff!
Drivers want to get as many miles out of their cars as possible, so engine care is more important than ever. And your local Napa Auto Parts store is here to help with Valvoline Motor Oil for just $2.79 per quart. So stop by Napa today. And for added protection, Valvoline has just introduced its first ever engine guarantee. Registration required by 75,000 miles. Get detailed benefits, limitations, and registration at Valvoline.com.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
was from testifying against him. And Colorado could see its first grocery strike in 13 years as union workers for King Soopers vote in Denver on Monday and Colorado Springs Tuesday on the latest contract offer. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 225 really loading up as you're getting off of I-70 and making your way past Colfax. We're also seeing busier conditions on both 270, that on the eastbound side I-25 towards Vasquez, as well as the southbound side of I-25. This is on the approach to 120th, taking you down to 84th. Brakes loose for a little bit, then you'll start to slow again once you get towards 58th. I-70 busy over that elevated stretch. This due in part to a hit-and-run accident investigation that occurred on the eastbound side right around Quebec. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a nice day today with a high of about 71, 72 degrees. It will be cloudy, though, with a chance of some afternoon showers. Currently, we're at 55 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Try Quiznos' new Toasty Torpedo. Over a foot of Quiznos flavor on slim, sleek ciabatta for only $4 every day. A great way to eat a sandwich on the go. Only at Quiznos. Only $4 every day. Quiznos. Toasty.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
What a loser you are. If you sit in your underpants in your basement and all you do is transcribe 4 hours of Sean Hannity every day, you're a loser.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
You can also email Voice Deity Jim Ward there, or who does not give a what Sean Hannity says.
Right.
Or me, Stephanie Miller. Lots of big doings going on, by the by. The president talking about the stimulus bill and the jobs that it has added, but not in Sean Hannity's world.
More jobs are being lost and unemployment is at its highest level since 1983. So what does President Obama propose to do to turn the economy around? Spend more of your money, of course.
Chris got that yesterday in his underwear.
Yeah.
It's the trend is going in the opposite direction,
yes.
Sean.
Yes. It's a dwindling business.
If you maybe read an actual newspaper, you might have figured that out.
He's not a smart man.
It's a dwindling business, the spitballing of the president and rooting for America's failure these days, isn't it?
Yep. And by 1983 was during the Reagan administration, I should point out.
Whoops. Yeah, don't you love how they just kind of forget that he raised taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. That's what pulled the economy out of the doldrums, mm-hmm. was actually raising taxes.
On the rich.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like you, Sean. People like you.
Hillary Clinton talking about the North Korean situation with the journalist.
Obviously, we are deeply concerned about the length of the sentences and the fact that this trial was conducted totally in secret with no observers, and we're engaged in all possible ways through every possible channel to secure their release. And we once again urge North Korea to grant their immediate release on humanitarian grounds.
Yeah. I don't know what how a dear leader is going to react. You never know.
Oh, I need the mosaic nut and the screaming yellow zanka and the souped up AMC pizza. I want a whole collection of them.
You know, I would give, here's how immature I am. I would actually give anything to have Hillary Clinton have to say at some point he wants more screaming yellow zonkers.
That's perfect.
I have a massive supply of screaming yellow zonkers.
Exactly.
So I want those journalists freed so they can go home to their families.
Yeah, exactly.
Really. Exactly.
All right. Once again, highbrow meets lowbrow here on the Stephanie Miller Show. Julie, she's the official Beaver reporter for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, wow, beaver trouble has made the New York Times. So now it's we got fancy beaver trouble.
What's the difference between fancy beaver and regular beaver?
I don't know, it makes it seem more highbrow. This is from the New York Times.
Highbrow beaver.
Yes, the headline is Return of the Once Rare Beaver, Not in My Yard. It's the not in my backyard discussion of beaver. We have a huge problem, said David Pavlik, engineer from the town of Lexington.
A huge beaver problem?
Yeah, he refers to a huge beaver.
Now, is it a huge problem or is it a huge beaver?
Could be both.
I think it could be both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's when you need the surgery.
That's right.
Mary Hansen said it starkly, there is beaver everywhere.
Wow. Okay. And she would know.
She says that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
We are finding that they are inconvenient. Beaver can sometimes be an inconvenience.
How can it be an inconvenience?
You know, pick the wrong time. There were tens, and maybe here's some of the historical beaver facts.
Okay.
There were tens, maybe hundreds of millions of beaver in North America. That's a lot of beaver.
That is a lot of beaver.
Before it was settled by Europeans whose craze for beaver hats.
You can wear a beaver as a hat?
Uh-huh.
Or it could be a brooch.
You get some looks, but... Uh-huh. It could be a brooch. A
pterodactyl.
Is often cited as the motivator.
And Leon is getting larger.
Today there are only believed to be 10 to 15 million beaver. And they are regarded as pests in much of their range.
How can a beaver be a pest?
Ask Jim, he's divorced. Many states have beaver damage to buildings, roads, timber, crops, and trout streams. That's destructive beaver. In Massachusetts, beaver had vanished by the early 19th century.
Oh, no. That would explain the whole gay marriage thing up there.
Huh? I was going to go there, and you went there. The advice from the beaver experts, there are such things as is to find a way to live with them. You can live with them, apparently.
Yes. I think you can find beaver experts in any frat house.
Chicken wire fencing can keep beaver out. Companies market water
for... I think it takes a little more than that.
Companies market things... Well, we've discussed this before. They market things like beaver deceivers or beaver bafflers.
What?
The last thing you want is a baffled beaver.
Oh, exactly.
What?
Some people even coat prized trees with paint and sand in the hope that the grit will discourage gnawing beaver. Ow.
Wouldn't discourage me.
Some people date the beaver's return to Massachusetts in 1928 when beaver was observed in West Stockbridge and greeted with enthusiasm.
I bet.
Yeah.
Beaver.
After having been gone a long time, any beaver would be greeted with great enthusiasm.
Enthusiastic about their return. Beaver, which can reach 60 pounds. Oh, that's a big beaver. Yes.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
And are the largest rodents in North America are monogamous animals that mate for life.
Some are.
Not always.
Yeah. Some.
Beaver. The beaver has produced many benefits for the state's environment, according to one... It's green beaver.
Green beaver?
Yes.
I'm not sure that's beneficial.
It's environmentally correct. Mr. Libsy...
St. Patrick's Day. You might see some of that.
Mr. Libsy admires...
A little shamrock cut him with a razor blade, you know, like... Call back to a story we talked about yesterday.
Oh, the guy that... Marilyn Manson carves a swastika into his girlfriend's...
Beaver.
Okay. Mr. Libsy admires beaver's engineering ability. He said they're amazingly skilled creatures, actually. They seem to be able to put things where they want them. I wish they worked for us.
Beavers tend to work independently.
Yes.
They can put things where they want. Jim's seen that in, where is it, Thailand?
Thailand. Uh-huh. Thailand.
They can move things, too.
Who knew you could do that with a ping pong ball? Okay, let's check some entertainment news, shall we?
That was entertaining enough, though.
Not
to say that that wasn't. Here's some more.
Time for Tinsel Talk. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood with Stephanie Miller.
By the way, before we get too far along in regard to the hostage situation thing, Bill Richardson was saying last night the fact that the legal aspect of it is over is actually a good sign because now it's time for negotiating.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what they're saying is this is a bargaining chip thing, hopefully. All right. Baby Shambles singer Pete Doherty fined over drugs. Huh? Drugs and Pete... What?
Who could have seen that coming?
Drugs on a plane, which is worse than snakes on a plane.
I want these drugs off my plane.
Thank you. He was fined. He can only get a fine now? He was fined
Sounds
for taking drugs after a flight to Switzerland. He was met by Swiss officers on arrival at Geneva Airport.
Good to see.
After an incident.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. Is Baby Shambles a real band? I have never heard any of their music. I have no idea.
What did they
I think it was only popular in England.
Okay.
And he went on to another band after that, which no one has ever heard of.
Okay.
Allegedly, police were called when the 30-year-old was found slumped in an onboard toilet with a hypodermic needle. That is the aforementioned incident. He had served a short sentence last year for breaching probation. He was caught with crack cocaine, heroin, ketamine. What the hell's that?
Ketamine.
Special K. And cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Cannabis is pot, Stephanie.
Sure, I knew that. It's that Mary Jane, that wacky weed, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Wacky tobacco.
Okay. do we have Pete Doherty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why these gem rolls were so mum and dad about me being in the bog with me adamants about me ankles and having a kip. There's a dead simple explanation for the whole affair. You see, I just took it into me head that dipping me clackers in the bog water would be a soothing thing to do, what with all the shagging I'd done the night before. And I proceeded directly to the jacks to act on the idea. And the needle in the arm and the chemist shop in me trousers, plain as day, mate. You might have sussed that I've a troublesome relationship with the drink. It's an inoculation against the Irish flu, you might say. Of course, my plan was a bit of a cock-up, as I've completely forgotten that airplane loos don't in actual fact have water in them. And when in my confused state, I jiggled the handle to scare some up. The vacuum nearly pulled me bollocks off me body.
Oh, no.
Complete Robbie Fowler. Good thing it was so completely Schindler's, otherwise it would have hurt like a bastard. I don't know what the airline sallies were on about, really. I hope I don't get nicked by the Swiss bottle stoppers. I feel all right, grumble and grunt. See you down the nuclear, right? Know what I mean? Probably not.
No.
Get a word of that.
And finally, in a completely unrelated celebrity drug story, Whitney Houston will do interviews, but don't bring up the drugs.
Oh, okay.
She's ready to talk about her 7-year exile from recording, but you can't bring up the drugs.
So we won't give her an opportunity to say crack is whack?
No.
Okay.
With her new album out, due out September 1st, Houston's handlers are getting requests from everybody in the entertainment media for interviews with the reclusive 45-year-old diva. They only want her to let her talk to journalists who agree not to ask her about her substance abuse.
That's no fun.
I would do that. I would agree to the interview. I would just find interesting ways to get the word crack in there without it seeming... You know, I just do a really immature interview.
Rebecca, pull our request for a Whitney Houston interview. She won't do it now.
Okay, we have Whitney's thoughts on this.
Thank you for coming to my press conference. I wish to reiterate the rules that I insist be followed for me to continue. One rule, really. Don't mention drugs. Never, no how, not gonna happen, no way. I don't want to hear the word marijuana coming from anyone's mouth. No one is to mention cocaine ever in my presence. I need to distance myself from the effects of illegal substances. The mellow relaxation, carefree state of mind, the jazzed up sense of energy and sexuality. I don't want to feel that again. Mm-mm. Nor do I need to be reminded of the awesome high and sweet oblivion that comes with snorting smack. Done with that. Don't even mention alcohol. Who needs to suffer the conviviality and dreamy thinking that half a bottle of Courvoisier can bring? Not me. Mm-mm. I can do without it. No, don't need it at all. It's just a hobby anyway. I could quit any time I want. I have complete control. Done with it. Fini. The end. That's right. Don't bring up drugs. Goodness, you got some. And I will always love Luz. We'll always love
Oh, no, that didn't end well.
Oh, dear. That's all for Tinsel Talk. I'm here all week. Tell your friends if you'd like more Jim Ward Calderall.
Check out Jim Ward's. That's the Lutes. Sorry. Yeah. Jim Ward's apocryphal, but true.
He's a method actor.
For which there's a crystal method app? No. For which there is a tail ad of the step in the middle of the side.
You need to stay away from the red dolls.
Red dolls.
Yes.
Yeah, in case you have to go back to Broadway, because they don't go for booze and dope, just so you know, FYI.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of home.
Yep.
So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
Damn.
Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
I would do it. I would ask Whitney Houston about drugs. You know, I survived a Lauren the Bloor and the Paul interview when I was on oxygen. What was the one rule? Don't ask about
Bogey.
I asked about Bogey. 20 minutes.
Did she get up and leave in the middle of the interview, or did she make it quite frosty?
No, I charmed her.
Oh, really?
20 minutes.
I'd like to hear her side of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be a little different. 20 minutes after the hour, right back with more Celebrity Stack, including you won't believe what Stephen Colbert did as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.com.
So, how's your hangover? I'm talking about the credit hangover we're all waking up to. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt and you're wondering, where's my bailout, I have your answer. American Debt Experts. They've already settled over $100 million in consumer debt, and they're standing by now to help negotiate one for you. They can get your debt cut by up to half its original value. Now is the time to hit the reset button. What if you lose your job? All the bankruptcy loopholes have been closed, and I don't want to be in a position to say, I told you so. Plenty of companies are coming out of the woodwork to offer credit relief, but I can only vouch for my good friends at American Debt Experts. If you owe $10,000 or more on credit cards, please call American Debt Experts now. 800-322-9806. 800-322-9806. Call now. You have nothing to lose besides debt. That's 800-322-9806. I know it's bad out there. I talk about it every day, but there is help. Call them now. American Debt Experts. That's 800-322-9806. Tell them Stephanie sent you.
Get the good stuff!
Father's Day is fast approaching. And what can Dad never have too many of? Well, here's a hint. It's not socks, ties, or soap on a rope. It's tools. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store for great gifts that he can put to good use, like a 52-piece Max Craft socket set for just $15.55. It's the perfect gift for every dad. For a limited time only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
Small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges.
Right out of the box, without IT expertise, at a price that any business can afford.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances.
That's 888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
225 is a busy ride across Aurora.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. Buy a half-off gift certificate for Broken Tea Golf Course this week only. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Expect a high of about 71, 72 degrees. Currently, we've got cloudy skies. It's a little bit breezy in 55. I'm Todd Parker, am760, Progressive Talk.
Time to take the camera down to the you-know-what to see if there's any problems.
I just had that.
Not you, the drain. Drain Solvers checks the sewer pipes for just $79. It's a $200 savings for the next 20 callers.
$79? That is a bargain. Say, do you think...
The doctor deals with you. Our pipes need Drain Solvers.
Save $200 on sewer inspection with Drain Solvers and up to 50% on drain cleaning if needed. Call 303-421-1000.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers. 303-423-1000.
At Southwest Airlines, bags fly free. Unlike other airlines that charge to check bags, our low fares actually stay low. And now Southwest low fare specials start at $49 one way to select cities with a 14-day advance purchase by June 18th. Travel by October 28th. Book now at southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
Federal tax of $3.60 per takeoff and landing, airport taxes of up to $9, and federal September 11 security fee of up to $5 not included. Seats limited. Blackout days and restrictions apply. Bag weight and size limits apply.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
Stephanie Miller.
I ain't faking this. Shut up and let me go. Hey!
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes
after. Are you freaking or faking this?
I'm both, really, at this point. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Sam in Providence, Rhode Island on space travel. Hi, Sam.
Hey there. I wrote my master's thesis on what happens to people when they're in microgravity or free fall. Mm-hmm. And the guy's right, but it's...
So we're all going to be short, fat, and bald.
No. Bald, I don't know about. Short, not so sure about. Fat, yeah, because all the liquid that gravity sucks down into your legs will relocate to the center in absence of gravity.
That's hot.
Hey, all you have to do is put a spin on the spaceship to create artificial gravity.
Right. Yeah.
You're good. Keep working out.
Like in 2001.
Yeah,
exactly. We should base everything on 2001.
It's all good.
Except for the homicidal robots. Yes.
Bone loss and muscle loss.
Yeah, but Will Smith could tell us which are which.
Bone loss and muscle loss may be a problem on prolonged space journeys, but if you put a spin on the spaceship so you get that artificial gravity, like in 2001, you're good.
I got it. All right, I base all of my space knowledge on movies.
You never saw 2001.
The Will Smith movie with the iRobot. He knows which robots are evil.
There was just the one computer, the HAL 9000. There were no robots.
I'm not talking about that movie.
I misspoke when I called it a robot.
I'm talking about my Will Smith movie. Hi, Jeff in Arizona.
Hi, you fixed the phones. Cool.
Huh?
Was there something wrong with our phones?
Yeah, you can't monitor the show over the phone.
Oh.
Huh.
Yep. Damn us. Okay, go ahead.
Awkward. Anyway, hey, when I first heard that thing about saved jobs, I'm sitting there going, what the hell was that? You know, I said the same thing. But when Jim explained it as being, you know, like government jobs, firefighters, policemen, stuff like that, guys were going to get laid off.
Right.
It made perfect sense. And it just goes to another problem where the Obama White House is. They really are not on message. I mean, Frank, come on. The Republicans have got the word wars down. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to be, if there's something to nitpick, they're going to find it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
Yeah, they've been using PSYOPs for years, and they're masters at it.
Yeah.
I have to say, I don't think that Robert Gibbs is the strongest communications director
really?
for
I'm not a strong.
He's certainly no Scott McClellan.
He's no Scott McClellan, but I
he's funny, nice guy, but he's not.
I don't think he's the strongest.
The wordsmith.
That Ari Fleischer was.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert is over in Iraq. Did you see? He got a rousing round of applause, none bigger than when his first guest, General Ray Odierno, accepted a videotape order from the president to shave Colbert's head. And so he did.
That's funny.
Okay, that's great.
All right. You know, I don't like to enable the Twittering. I feel that it's already self-involved, as celebrities are already self-involved, and so then I must report on the story about what celebrities are Twittering about.
It's giving you valuable promotion for your program, I'll have you know.
Well, if it's about
Stephanie Miller,
then it's fine. My point is,
and I just
people that are even more self-involved than
Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. And I just happened to tweet about my game show host audition today.
So. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Kirsten Boy has a game show host audition today.
Yeah.
So when he starts making that big game show money, he's out the door.
He ain't going nowhere.
I am not going to get the job. I have no TV experience, okay?
Oh, like that matters.
Oh.
Okay, here are the fun facts. I feel it's my duty to report. Pete Wentz is reading a dictionary on Twitter. John Mayer has been insulted by his father. Katy Perry's watching movies. And Kirstie Alley is worried about creeps. Okay.
About creeps?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that some kind of Scientology thing?
No, it's not some crazy Scientology rant, so it's fine.
Okay.
All right, I don't understand any of that. I don't like to enable the Twittering, and I just did. All right, 28.
Except for when it has to do with you.
Liam Gallagher, the Oasis singer.
Swinger?
Yes.
He's
well,
that
probably.
As well. He's that as well.
With today's celebrity edition of Way Too Much Information, when we return on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at Effector help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help you get your life back in order. Our clients never have to meet or even talk with the IRS. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS collection tactics. And they use that insider knowledge to go to work for you. The IRS will place levies or liens on more than 3 million taxpayers this year. Will you be one of them? Don't be afraid. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation and get peace of mind by putting an end to your federal or state tax problems. Call now. 800-490-3073. That's 800-490-3073. Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-490-3073. That's 800-490-3073. 800-490-3073.
Southbound I-25 speed is where speeds are starting to pick up a little bit, especially as you're coming out of the Thornton and North Glen area. We've seen delays that stretch back to 120th. Now they're just reaching to 104th and trying to lighten up just a little bit. Southbound I-25, however, is going to be a crowded ride downtown. Eastbounders on 6 as you're coming out of the Lakewood area. Start to tap your brake just past Sheridan as you're making your way up towards I-25. We are getting word of a surface street accident. It does involve two cars. This is at Dry Creek and Logan. That's right around Broadway. Watch for some restrictions there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 71, 72 degrees today with a chance of showers, most likely occurring afternoon. Currently it's cloudy and 57. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Remember, at your King Supers Pharmacy, you'll find hundreds of generic prescriptions priced at just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. Get more value for the way you live every day at King Supers.
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff's, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs. Either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now. Direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-6030. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-6030. 800-610-6030.
How would you like to get back all of the interest you pay to banks, credit cards, and finance companies and turn it into a tax-free income for life? Hi, I'm Matt Clace, president of American Guarantee Financial and exclusively endorsed by Tom Martino. I've been educating people on one of the most time-tested concepts that will change not only your future, but your family's as well. Let us teach you how to quit paying interest and become your own banker. Call 866-259-9055 or check us out on the web at agfbanking.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store for details.
No, not at all.
She would know, I would think.
T and then a heat. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it.
Did you woman have a secretary on the show? Interesting.
33 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right, this is the today's celebrity edition of Way Too Much Information.
Okay.
Liam Gallagher, the Oasis singer, has come up with his own skincare regime to ensure he retains his youthful looks for as long as possible. He said, I don't have manicures or anything, but I'm into male grooming, manscaping.
Well, that's mostly for the unibrow, you know.
Yeah, he has that twice a ginormous day. Unibrow.
That's not what he means. He said, why not? I splash a bit of water on my every morning, if that's what you mean. I guess that's some men consider
only
that grooming.
That that's grooming, is it?
That's not really grooming.
No, it's not.
Okay. Got to splash water on the boys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got to slag off.
Oh, boy. That's like, don't you guys let you throw stuff in the corner like clothes, and then you just, you think if it sits there long enough, then it's clean again?
Yeah.
That's fine.
You got to let it breathe, you know.
It's fine.
Open the window a bit, it'll be
it's
all right.
It's not walking across the room on its own, it must be fine. It magically cleaned itself overnight. Okay. Mm. All right. Reality TV chef Gordon Ramsay?
Yes, of Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He shocked an audience with a lesbian rant about a journalist.
oh, no.
which probably means she won't have sex with him, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
He shocked a public audience by vilifying a high-profile Australian journalist in an obscene sexist rant at one point, claiming she is a lesbian. He also showed a picture of a woman who appeared to be naked on her hands and knees with features of a pig and multiple breasts. And
wow.
he said, that's Tracy Grimshaw. I had an interview with her yesterday. Holy crap, she needs to see Simon Cowell's Botox doctor. Okay,
that seems...
he then went on to make some more innuendos about Grimshaw's sexual preferences and activities.
He's not a nice man.
No he's
all
not.
All right, then. Okay. It was a show where it's for the children, too, apparently, that show. All right. So we were talking about the stimulus and the president talking about the 600,000 jobs it's going to create over the summer. And, of course, the Republicans have to spitball that immediately, like Senator Mitch McKinless.
I'm very skeptical that the spending bend that we're on is going to produce much good, and even if it does, anytime soon. I think the economy is just as likely to begin to recover on its own, wholly aside from this, before much of this has an impact. So I'm very skeptical.
Wow. So is that what you think, how they're going to spin this already, since economists on both sides of the aisle are saying things are looking up,
yep,
and this is really a bright sign that they're getting ready for
That's
it to get
I
better.
Said. That's what I said they would do.
And then they're going to say, but it's not the stimulus. That has nothing to do with it. Magically on its own?
Well, it's actually magical or fairy dust being spread
by Republicans.
By the ghost of Ronald Reagan on everything. And that's what's causing the economy to recover.
That really is amazing. Didn't we? I just read that Boehner statement earlier that he said, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Yeah, it's probably the economy is sure it's going to get better, but it's going to be because of Republican ideas to speed things and
whatever.
What?
They're
you're not in power. You're not getting anything
fast. Get
How
that.
Are you going to take credit for the
right.
economy?
They're
going
to try to get that into people's subconscious.
Right.
So they say, oh, no, it's just happening naturally.
Look, it's happening.
Yes,
oh, despite the stimulus, the economy has recovered.
That President Obama, what a boob.
By the way,
spending all our money when the economy is recovering anyway.
By the way, speaking of the recovering economy, there was just some breaking news a little bit earlier.
Yes.
Banks are starting to pay back the TARP money.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So that's a good sign.
That would appear to be a good sign.
Yeah.
But if you're only looking for bad signs, then you didn't see that.
No.
Okay, Nancy Pfotenhauer.
Paw hitter.
Can't we take up a collection to buy her some more vowels?
She has plenty of vowels.
It's European levels, and it's because we've embraced a European approach to policy. High spending, high taxes, high regulation. You're going to get high unemployment.
Okay, wait. Let me get that straight, Chris. We have European level unemployment rates.
Yep.
That's which we said. Got under
Before.
George Bush.
Yeah, right.
when
yes.
apparently we presumably didn't have European economic values and blah, blah, blah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I see. But it's because we're now embracing European economic values.
That what happened last year.
That
is
what happened under George Bush.
Mm. And we're not anywhere near European economic values, by the way.
Right.
Where?
So somehow capitalistic George Bush caused the socialistic unemployment rates.
Right.
Right.
Well, so it's retroactively Obama's fault.
Exactly.
When the stimulus doesn't cause the recovery, which will have happened all by itself, thanks to George Bush.
Mm.
And
as we said earlier,
my head hurts.
According to a top economist, we are heading in the right directions. We've lost fewer jobs. It's going in the right direction every month. This month, the fewest jobs we've lost.
Economist has some of the same letters as socialist. Huh?
But
just saying.
Apparently, Tom.
And it has been almost 4 months since the stimulus was signed into law. Unemployment is up, and the amount spent on bailouts rivals the GDP of most countries. Now, even though the president's economic team is reportedly fighting with each other, the president still promised today to save or create 600,000 jobs by the end of the summer, whatever that means. All of this is adding up to one thing, and that is our headline tonight. I told you so.
Mm. Oh, I see. Tonight's show is basically...
I told you I would say this months ago. No matter what happened, this is what I was going to say, and I said it. I told you so.
I couldn't find the tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When he said, what does he mean, whatever that means? I think whatever that means is exactly what the president said it means, that it will...
We're either gaining jobs or not losing jobs.
Goal here is that we're going to create or save 600,000.
1,000 jobs over the next 100 days.
Whatever that means.
See, Sean, if you're losing jobs,
yes,
you try to stem the tide of the lost jobs by retaining those jobs, and maybe you can build on the jobs by finding new ones as well.
Yes.
That's what that means, Sean.
Yes, the unemployment
rate
is high.
It's really not that complicated.
Not as high as under, let me think. Oh, your hero, Ronald Reagan. However, we are recovering from the Bush recession is, I think,
and
the point.
The Bush-Cheney recession.
Yes.
And
yes.
Why did we recover from the recession of 1983? Oh, yes, Ronald Reagan raised taxes. And also there was massive military spending to fight a threat which no longer existed.
As really, the Soviet Union was really falling apart. Didn't exist at that time.
Yeah.
Could I have my Fine American music, please?
Sure.
You know what we're going to do next? We are going to solve the health care crisis in America. I know it's a lofty goal for a show that generally does beaver stack and fart jokes.
So
however,
we're going to do it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Geez.
Well, no, we're going to make the listeners do it. That's,
oh.
That's the trick I normally do. When I drank too much and didn't do show prep. No, that's not the... What? I didn't say that.
Don't speak. Please. Don't speak. Don't speak. No. Silence. Please. Silence. Don't speak.
You know, Chris, I've said this before. I sometimes a fear for the country when it really seems that anybody with an opposable thumb that can call my show,
yes,
can dial a phone and call my show, seems to have better ideas than a lot of our Congress critters do.
Yes.
On how to solve problems in America. And particularly a problem like health care.
Maria.
Yes. We talked to Congresswoman Jen Schakowsky about this earlier, because I really do. I try to wrap my head around, like, what the other side's point is,
mm-hmm,
because we all agree health care is broken, and how do we fix it? You can, people of good faith can disagree. But I don't understand. Like, for instance, the public option. You see, the second half of that phrase?
Yes.
In my mind, Jim, would mean what would
option.
Mean?
Like, it's
optional.
Optional choice. Like, you don't that have to. So why you would want the American people to have less options.
See, you could have a baseline of government-provided health care,
yes,
and private insurance on top of that, if you wanted. That would be an option.
Yes.
You see.
But
more
see,
choices.
Yes, but you would get little, things that may be unimportant to some people, but like you could get insurance if you had, for instance, a pre-existing
yes
condition, which might cause you to need health care
yeah
in some way.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
We can't insure you. You're going to get sick. How are we going to make a profit?
So it seems to me the Republicans want to prevent you having the
yes
option.
They want you to die, basically. They want you to shut up
Republic
and die.
You see what I'm saying, Jim? People of good faith can disagree, and all we're saying is Republicans want you to die. That's
yes,
where we're
basically
starting the discussion from.
Unless you're a millionaire.
They don't want you to have the option of getting insurance if you have a pre-existing
and die
condition. Yes.
Do us all a favor and die. That's what the Republican plan.
Yes. 42. You're dragging down the system. Living.
If all the poor people die, who will clean the rich people's toilets?
Exactly.
They haven't thought that through.
No, they haven't.
42 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12. Let's go. Let's go, everybody. Smartest kids in class. Let's solve the healthcare crisis. We'll tell you their ideas, and then we'll tell them ours as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
May cause dizziness, sexual nightmares, and sleep crime.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.com.
Here comes the summer. So if you've got 10 to 30 pounds to lose, listen up. For the last few years, you've heard us talk about losing the waste weight that builds up in our digestive system like spackle or paste. But now we've made EverCleanse even more powerful than ever. With EverCleanse Slim, today you can lose the waste, lose the weight, and burn away the fat. Here's how it works. Quickly, the synergistic formula goes to work cleansing the colon of waste and toxins, while EverCleanse Slim goes to work burning away the fat, helping you shed those unwanted pounds. How can we say this with such confidence? Because the results have been documented time and time again in clinical studies, proven with scientific research, and most important, reported by you. So call right now to try the new EverCleanse featuring EverCleanse Slim. Here's how.
Start losing weight today by calling 800-963-5451 or on the web at evercleanse.com. That's 800-963-5451 for your very special offer. Call 800-963-5451 or visit us on the web at evercleanse.com.
When you're really in pain, everything seems to add to it. Relief can't come fast enough. Now there's new Bayer Quick Release Crystals, a whole new form of pain relief from Bayer that dissolves quickly on your tongue. With an extra pain-relieving booster, it's ready to go to work faster than caplets or tablets, which take time to dissolve. So before you know it, you're feeling a whole lot better. New Bayer Quick Release Crystals with a bold citrus taste. Just rip, pour on your tongue, and expect relief fast. Take with water as directed.
Get the good stuff!
Driver's
drivers want to get as many miles out of their cars as possible, so engine care is more important than ever. And your local Napa Auto Parts store is here to help with Valvoline Motor Oil for just $2.79 per quart. So stop by Napa today. And for added protection, Valvoline has just introduced its first ever engine guarantee. Registration required by 75,000 miles. Get detailed benefits, limitations, and registration at Valvoline.com. And Napa. Get the good stuff!
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff's, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. Either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
We're building a new car company. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're restructuring to be a leaner and stronger company focused on the future with ever-improving quality and ever-increasing fuel efficiency. It's more than a challenge, it's our responsibility. And we're making it happen right now. Plus, we're poised to serve our customers and dealers better with a broad lineup of cars and trucks you'll want to drive. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're building a new car company. Come see what we're building for you. Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep are registered trademarks of Chrysler LLC.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report, tip.
Don't be a victim of identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Stephanie Miller.
So you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend who looked like
I don't remember that.
Wow.
I don't
know. February of last year.
Who remembers the 80s? I don't know. I don't know. 47 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Buddy in Columbus on our good friends Sean Hannity and Sarah Palin. Hello, Buddy.
Hey. You know, Palin's thing with Hannity made her interview with Charlie Gibson seem like a Nobel laureate lecture.
Yeah, she was kind of an idiot,
Buddy,
last night.
You know, the side fun fact there is that's the reason I had to do the keynote speech at the radio convention at the last minute, because Sean Hannity had to go interview his good friend Sarah Palin.
Well, I mean, it was obvious she was reading the answers off camera.
Yeah.
With her back was turned, but it was like, well, when we're going through college and we're digging a hole, and when we're in the hole and you're digging the hole and buckets of money and the sales added tax and Tad.
Tad. Did she say Tad at any point?
Oh, I sent it to you. She got a good Tad in there.
Oh, geez. We got to go find that.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
How many also twos were there in the word salad?
There were some also twos, and she also talked about the creeping socialism, and you know what she found out?
Oh, because, yeah, the president's doing the stimulus so that he can get in there and control the people in the states there.
Well, you know what she also found out? Bless her little heart. Mm. We've been borrowing money from China.
Oh, no. Did she just get that bulletin?
We've been borrowing money.
But you know what? We're going to get that back to them. We're going to gather that up, that money, and we're going to get it back to them.
I'll try to find you some, and I'll bring them to you.
I bet you don't know this, but we're borrowing money from China.
Okay. By the way, here's the state.
I wouldn't do that for all the tea in China, you know.
What was I going to say? Here's how you know the Republicans are out of ideas. She had to steal Newt Gingrich's ideas.
Yeah, perfect.
Wait, which one? Do the one where... What line did she steal from Newt Gingrich?
This is it, right here.
I think that's his right.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, then. She's
doing a great Laura Bush impression.
Yeah, Okay, here we go.
Reagan knew that real change requiring shaking things up and maybe ticking off the entrenched interest thwarting the will of the people.
Golly, her voice is still just as annoying also, too. Tad!
Newt was a little more eloquent than that.
Yeah. It sounded like she was reading phonetically from a foreign language. She didn't really understand what any of the words meant.
Yeah, she just, like, copied whole passages from the Encyclopedia Britannica for her term paper.
Yeah.
You know, Newt's new thing, when he says frankly, yeah. It means he's lying to you.
Yes.
He's not being frank at all. Yes. And now it's clear that. It's completely clear. Clearly, it's clear that that means it's completely obtuse. And,
no. Has clearly replaced frankly?
Yes.
Oh, frankly.
It's clear that. Sotomayor is a space alien.
Frankly.
Zeta Reticuli.
But no, it's not clear at all.
Did you hear about the latest Republican fisticuffs? Lord, this was GOP dinner.
Yes.
Palin was supposed to, what happened? She was supposed to speak.
Yeah, okay, they had asked her to speak, then yeah. I guess she backed out, so they got Newt to speak.
Yes.
And then she came back to them and said, no, I want to speak now. And they were like, well, no, we have Newt speaking now.
So she was reading Newt's teleprompter.
Yes.
That's what it was.
So she actually showed up last night but didn't speak.
I think that's best.
Yeah.
No, don't speak. Don't speak. Don't speak. No. Silence.
They're just in such disarray over there.
If they run her again, and I think they should, I think they should make it like Penn and Teller. She's just the one that doesn't talk.
Oh, yeah. She really is dumb as a sack of hair.
Exactly. All right. Newty,
he's not dumb.
No, he's not. He is not dumb.
He's a giant flaming hole.
A-hole.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, speaking of nudity, frankly.
And like Reagan, I'm for
Reagan.
My fellow Republicans and independents and Democrats who want a better future, let's get together on the same team. So I'm an inclusionist. I just made that word up. And like Reagan, I'm going to raise taxes. Oops! No!
And talk about zero nuclear weapons. What? Oops! No. Okay, wow. Yeah, he's all about the inclusiveness, isn't he? Newt Gingrich has historically all been about the magical including of other people. For instance, he said Christians in the United States today are surrounded by paganism. But are we good witches or bad witches?
Paganism?
Mm-hmm. Are we good witches?
Does he know what paganism is?
Well, there's sort of this faux paganism going on now. People who call themselves pagans and Wiccans and what have you.
He said Christians need to get involved in politics to preserve religion in American life.
Come on.
Oh, that's frightening.
He spoke at, and you'll love this in terms of a whole lot.
Wheel of right-wing hypocrites!
He spoke at a Rediscovering God in America forum at a church. Wonder if he had any thoughts on adultery or on that. Interesting. He said, we are living in a period, frankly, where we are surrounded by paganism.
Frankly.
Gingrich pointed to the availability of abortion, the spread of gay rights, and attempts.
Wait a minute, that's due to paganism?
Yes.
Apparently.
Sir, that has nothing to do with paganism.
You know
Burning
who,
Man?
You know who I think he means? He means Paul Lynde. It's warlocks like that. It's gay warlocks that started it.
Yeah, but Paul Lynde's been dead for decades.
He started it.
All right.
He started this fire.
Okay.
The spread of gay rights and attempts to remove religion from school history books as threats to Christian values.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. He also said that California's approval of a measure overturning a state law legalizing same-sex
mortgages.
That's what
subprime,
that would solve everything.
Subprime marriages and same-sex mortgages.
You know, if gays could get same-sex mortgages, they wouldn't care about marriage. It's like, all right, that's all we need.
It's easier to get a same-sex mortgage than it is to get a same-sex marriage, I'll have you know.
He said the measure overturning that was a miracle from God's hands. Because God is all about the gay bashing, apparently. Okay. I think, may I go out on a limb and say, I think God would be for same-sex mortgage.
I think so, too.
I think I've started a craze here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
God being the monetary expert that he is.
Maybe we need to start smaller. Maybe, you know, it's like civil unions. We need same-sex mortgage first, and then we could probably get to the other thing.
We do have same-sex mortgage in every state. We just don't have same-sex marriage in every state.
Okay. Rama in Santa Fe, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Rama.
Hi there.
How off often do you get jokes about your last name being Lamadama Ding Dong?
No.
Never?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Rama.
I just wanted to say I've been Wicca most of my life, and Wicca is a formal religion.
Okay.
And it is worshiping the great mother goddess. It is not evil. And
the cult of Ishtar.
Yes, and all of the religions on this planet originally came from honoring the great mother goddess mm-hmm. and her consort, Gaia and Viwamis.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And what does that mean exactly? What do you believe in?
These are the higher
fertility.
Spirits who are in charge of this planet, and through Wicca, they are honored and brought into manifestation as creation beings.
Okay. All right, Rama, thank you.
Christianity got rid of the female deity and replaced her with the Virgin Mary.
Okay.
See, she's not dangerous now because she's a virgin.
I see.
But kept a lot of the holidays. You know, like
yes.
Christmas is around
yes.
the winter solstice.
Right.
And
yeah. Oh, that's just a coincidence.
No, yeah. Uh-huh.
All I know is that I would have joined any religion that Paul Lind was the head of.
Sammy.
I loved him so much.
Can you get an elephant drunk?
Yes, but he still won't come up to your apartment.
That's my first dream that died. Marrying Paul Lind. That was my first dream.
There are several reasons why that wouldn't have worked, Stephanie.
How did I know in
several.
The 70s? How did I know? Richard in Los Angeles on Nudie, frankly. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Stephanie. I love you, Stephanie.
I love you, too.
I'm one of your biggest fans. But,
thank you.
As far as Newt Gingrich goes and other right-wing Republicans and Christianity... He needs to have it explained to him as if he doesn't know already. Christianity is paganism.
Oh.
They change the names of their pagan holidays.
Right.
And everybody knows it. So I don't know why there's some big shock and some big offense by someone telling them the truth, but they pretend they have all the truth when they do, and they just twist it around into a little swastika.
And they replaced a lot of the deities with saints.
Yep.
Yeah. There's the Bible. They ignore it. They point fingers at everyone else. Everything Jesus would condemn.
Yep.
And they call themselves Christians.
Yep, exactly.
They're pagans.
They sort of grafted monotheism on the old polytheistic religions
yes.
To sell the product.
Yeah.
See, yes. It's the same, sort of, kind of, in a way.
All right. Kids, we're falling down on the job here. Let's go on the fixing the health care crisis in America, for God's sakes. We got distracted again right when we were about to fix health care.
By pagans.
1-800-STEPH-1.
Damn pagans, frankly.
Phone number toll-free from anywhere with your health care plan. And we'll ask Representative Maxine Waters about it as well. And Representative Allison Schwartz from Pennsylvania as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
I looked at her, and I was just,
wow.
She looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-9821. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-9821. 1-800-300-9821.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan.
And
10
don't
big banks
even
have been given the green light
to
pay back federal bailout
cabinets,
money. Let's go live to Washington. CBS
if you don't think you
Nano.
Can afford to update
can,
your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful solid wood high quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or shipped directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
GM emerges from bankruptcy. Fiat says it won't quit on Chrysler. The Italian automaker says delay of the asset sale from the Supreme Court should just be temporary. For hundreds of Chrysler dealers, franchise deals end today. CBS's Steve Futterman went to one of them.
Today, this is Star Chrysler Jeep.
The dealership's been in existence for altogether with Chrysler and Jeep for over 20 years.
But this is the final day.
Today, it's Chrysler Circle. Wednesday, it's not.
Doug Swaim is the general manager. He wanted to stay with Chrysler.
We're sorry, we're not going to be a part of it.
Sometime today, they will take the Chrysler and Jeep vehicles from the showroom. Then they will begin to cover up the signs. This dealership's relationship with Chrysler will have come to an end. Steve Futterman, CBS News, outside Star Chrysler Jeep in Glendale, California.
A newly released cockpit transcript from the Miracle on the Hudson flight shows the pilots were admiring the view and had little warning about an impending bird strike. Captain Sully Sullenberger's testifying before a congressional committee.
One of the challenges, I think, is to remain alert and vigilant and prepared, never knowing when or even if one might face some ultimate challenge.
Lawmakers are trying to see if anything can be done to limit the number of bird strikes at airports. Federal officials say they will increase inspections of pilot training programs at regional airlines. The head of the FAA and transportation secretary will meet with industry officials next week. Federal reports say many regional pilots involved in accidents had failed key skill tests. In a few hours, a former Guantanamo Bay detainee will appear in a federal court in New York City.
His case will be an important test case for the administration as it seeks to prove that it can move detainees from the military detention system in Guantanamo into the U.S. system and have both safe and successful prosecutions.
CBS's Bob Orr, the detainee Ahmed Galani, faces trial for the bombing of two U.S. embassies in Africa. Just in from Paris, police say a notebook with Picasso drawings worth millions has been stolen from that city's Picasso Museum. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 36, NASDAQ up 3. This is CBS News.
All right, ants, prepare to launch Operation Pound Cake.
Sir, what if this house is protected by Terminator ant control?
Don't worry, private, and do-it-yourselfer lives here. If we encounter any sprays or repellents, we'll do what good soldier ants always do, divide and start new colonies.
Gotta love those do-it-yourselfers, sir.
Move out!
Fighting ants yourself can actually make things worse. Terminator ant control stays outside to protect your home inside. Locate a pest professional at TerminatorHome.com.
Hey, over here.
Who said that?
It's me, hon. Last year's Father's Day gift. You know, the nose hair trimmer.
Oh.
So what's this I hear about you getting him a TomTom GPS this year?
Well, Dad's kind of obsessed with shortcuts. So with TomTom's IQ routes, he'll always know the fastest way to get anywhere.
What, are you trying to make me look bad or something?
No, I just...
Gee, I wonder what Dad'll like more. Brilliant, all-knowing TomTom or a nose hair trimmer? It is so over for me.
Say goodbye to lame Father's Day gifts. Say hello to TomTom.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Dealers opposing the proposed sale of Chrysler to Italy's Fiat and the end of 789 Chrysler franchises returned to court today.
Technology.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod. Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change. Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be, for a while at least. Their studies showed that, although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
The Britain's Got Talent bubble has burst for Susan Boyle. The 48-year-old Scott was beaten by dance group Diversity in the finale of the TV talent show. Boyle had been the favorite to win ever since her original audition wooed millions on the internet. She was gracious in defeat, though, saying that the best people won.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Congresswoman Alison Schwartz, Democrat of the great state of Pennsylvania, coming up on the Celebrity Hotline. StephanieMiller.com.
May the Schwartz be with you.
You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Lots going on. The president announcing the stimulus plan, creating 600,000 jobs over the next 100 days. So apparently, according to right-winger Nancy Fotenhauer, that means that we have European-level unemployment because we're,
It's European levels, and it's because we've embraced a European approach to policy. Mm. High spending, high taxes, high regulation, you're going to get high unemployment.
Mm. Right. Which we got from the well-known socialist George W. Bush.
Yes.
Interesting.
It started last year. You might look at a calendar and see when that actually happened.
Yes. The health care debate heating up, of course. Senator Orrin Hatch explaining once again how Republicans want you to die.
There is no way that we can be for a public plan option because that will put the government between you and your doctor.
Oh, bull crap.
Oh, heavens. All right. And speaking of which, we can be glad that the right wing still has Sarah Palin to speak for them.
Just because our ticket plays second, second out of two, you still have an advocate for the cause.
Wow. Oh, she's annoying.
She's soothing. That can cut glass. All right. Oh, boy. You know, lots of stuff going on in the Congress, trying to help families save their homes. We've got, of course, the economy, health care coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But if only there was someone that just wanted to talk L.A. Lakers. What? Who is it, Chris? Or Jim, sorry.
It's my job now. From the good state of California, as the governor says, it's Representative Maxine Waters.
I love some Maxine Waters. Good morning, Congresswoman. How about those Lakers? Hello?
Uh-oh. Did we lose her?
Oh no. Is there a game on now? No, it's too early for that. We seem to have lost her.
Maybe
hello?
Maybe the Clippers cut her phone line.
Good morning, Congresswoman Waters. All right.
Clipped her phone line, as it were.
I was all ready to talk some... All right. Well, we'll try to get her back. Okay, then. In the meantime...
Scrambly.
All right. In the meantime, you know crazy religious right-wing Scott from Massachusetts... A listener favorite.
Yes.
He called. He just called the other day, and Shano did a montage to it. Is this crazy religious right-wing Scott in Massachusetts?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Miller, Mr. Ward. How are you?
Hi, honey.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Crazy. Scott.
Jesus. Nation is morally bankrupt. It's our addiction to sex.
and alcohol and drugs. And God is punishing America between our perverted lifestyle and our cruelty to one another and homosexuality and lesbianism. And they probably have me down as an anti-Semite or rat racist.
Okay, Scott, are you just kidding? Seriously?
What? Kidding what?
Oh, Scott, that hurts better when you say that. Honestly.
Crazy.
I don't think Scott's had any fun in his entire life.
No.
I don't think so. Being on my show has been his only fun ever.
And on whose show was he on? Bill Press. He was on the Bill Press show a couple of days ago, cheating on you.
Bastard. All right. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is relocating to a landline.
Yes.
Apparently we were having some cell phone trouble. Perhaps she has shmay TNT. Okay.
No, stop it.
I kid.
No, you don't kid because really their coverage.
All right. Yeah. Tim in Los Angeles will now solve the healthcare crisis in America on behalf of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tim.
Ohayo gozaimasu, Stephanie Miller san and Muksan. Yeah, can I be the official Japanese American for Stephanie Miller Show, please?
Hi.
Arigato gozaimasu. The reason why I'm calling is because, you know, I support single-payer health care is because back in July of 2007, I was at my parents' place, and I fell and broke my elbow. Well, I had no insurance. So then I went to County USC Medical Center, and after waiting for about 12 hours to see a doctor, I had x-rays done. They put a cast on my arm, and then when everything was done and over with, they removed the cast after, like 6 weeks. I had physical therapy done, and it cost me nothing. And I said, how am I going to pay for it? And they said, you don't have to pay for it, because the cigarette taxes pay for everything. And we have students from USC who's going through medical school being watched over, you know, with a physician, with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And it just worked perfectly. My elbow's back to normal, and I can lift weights.
Wait, and where was this? This happened?
It was at my parents' place in L.A.
Ah, I see. Interesting.
Wow. I broke my elbow, and it was USC Medical Center that did everything for me. My elbow's strong, and my strength is back.
And I think
clearly,
the moral
of socialists there.
Yes,
USC.
I think the moral of the story is USC is much better than UCLA.
UCLA wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Seriously. They wouldn't do that.
It's a student hospital. Well, yeah, UCLA doesn't have as much money.
Yeah, don't you love, in the healthcare debate, we've got, what was it, Hannity we played earlier, screaming about the horror stories coming from abroad. Jim, doesn't healthcare work presumably a lot better in...
Well, he talked about the emergency rooms, how it's going to be a disaster. It's in a disaster in emergency rooms now because people are using that as their only source of health care. So people with actual emergencies can't even get in line because they don't have public health care.
Just wait until Sean Hannity, you know, gets in an accident and needs to go to an emergency room.
Yeah.
He's going to see how bad the health care system is right now.
If only we had the brain power of George Bush. Remember that? Remember when he said, people still get health care, go to the emergency room.
Emergency room.
What do you mean people don't have health care?
It's not a problem.
Oh, dear God.
Does that make any sense to you?
No. That's exactly the problem, sir, is that we have.
Same age as my mother.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Cassandra in Los Angeles on health care. Hello, Cassandra.
Yes, I have a solution for health care.
Thank you.
We
go ahead.
We start with the auto company that we own, GM, and we offer those employees a chance to buy into Medicare as a pilot program, and we show the rest of the anti-socialists how it will work, and I even have a name for it. We call it Medicar.
Well, that's a very good point, though, because the part of the problem with the car industry here is that they're paying the medical bills of all their former employees because of this job-based system that we have instead of a national single-payer plan. Probably wouldn't be in the dire straits.
Single-payer, unfortunately, as we know.
Is off the table.
Yeah.
Jim, why do you think single-payer is better than the proposal that the Democrats and President Obama has put
I'm not really clear with the...
What single payer
proposal?
Oh, Democrats' proposal. Oh. They would put out a government sponsored healthcare plan and have it compete against
self-private. It's an option.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
That's the word plan. Option.
So why would single payer be?
Yeah. I have to think about that.
Okay. All right, Jim, we'll get back to us. President Obama wants Congress to consider taxing the wealthy instead of workers to pay for health care. Overall, House Democrats are discussing a plan to require health insurance for most Americans. Mm-hmm. The president trying to avoid broad-based levies, such as the Senate proposal to tax some employer-provided health benefits. Yeah, I don't like that idea.
No. That's,
okay.
There is one thing that's a little disturbing. Tom Hartman talks about this all the time. It's Medicare Part D, which apparently was a plan by the Republicans to bankrupt Medicare within a decade.
Oh, good idea.
So that's got to be addressed.
Is that a drowning in the bathtub of the Grover Norquist type
exactly
of... Yeah, okay. Instead, the president is urging lawmakers to consider reconsider limiting all tax deductions for Americans in the highest tax brackets. So the plans that are starting to circulate, senior House Democrats drafting health care legislation are considering slapping an unspecified financial penalty on anyone who refuses to purchase affordable health insurance. In addition, they're considering a new tax on certain health insurance benefits, which we hope doesn't happen.
Right.
As one of the options to help pay for expanding coverage to the uninsured. These officials said drafters of the legislation will include a government-run insurance option. Mm-hmm. See, that word means that you don't have to do it. As well as plans offered by private companies. Under the emerging health House Democratic plan, individuals and small businesses will be able to purchase coverage from a health exchange, and the government will require all plans to contain a minimum benefit, those officials added. No applicant could be rejected for pre-existing conditions, nor could they be charged a higher premium. So House Democrats also now considering a wide-ranging change for Medicaid that would provide a uniform benefit across all 50 states and increase payments to all health professionals. So that's what's cooking health care wise. If only there was someone wired in that could talk about that and the more important topic of the L.A. Lakers.
Again?
Yes, Jim,
from the great state of California, it's Representative Maxine Waters.
Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning. How are you?
And how about those Lakers?
Wow. Listen, they are so good. They scared me to death, though, on the second game.
Yes.
But I think they're going to go to Orlando with a lot of confidence. So I'm rooting, and I think we're going to do it.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
I know.
So when you should be fixing health care in America, you are at the Lakers games. Is that what you're telling me?
I wish I could be, but I can't be. I got to be here.
Yeah, she's working, Stephanie.
So now, listen, I understand the president. The president had very kind things to say about you when you're helping families save their homes act. Tell us about that.
Well, simply, it was a signing ceremony, and all of those people who have been working very hard on all of the foreclosure meltdown mess and trying to stabilize the cities with our neighborhood stabilization program and all of that, he said something nice about everybody. I wasn't particularly singled out.
Oh, yes, you were. But tell us about the act, because I know that there's a lot of people that, you know, help hasn't gotten to yet that are very concerned. Well, what does your act do? It prevents, obviously, some foreclosures and tries to strengthen the housing market in general. Tell us how it does that.
Well, basically, what we're trying to do is come up with a way by which we can help people who are in foreclosure or about to be in foreclosure. And as you know, the president rolled out a plan to do refis for those people who, you know, had good credit to begin with and maybe lost their jobs. They've been paying their mortgages on time, all of that. And also included in that program was a way by which those folks who had been foreclosed on, who simply had gotten into exotic loans like ARMs, they could not repay and were going to lose their homes, some guidelines to say no one should be paying more than 31% of income, number one. And number two, that there should be reduction in interest rates. The only thing is, none of this is mandatory. Mm-hmm. It is all encouraging with some incentives given to the servicers, $1,000 for the servicers who complete loan modifications. It's helpful, but not good enough yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think I've mentioned this friend to you many times when you called, Congresswoman. I have a friend who's in foreclosure now, facing bankruptcy, doesn't have health care. And that's the problem, right? All of these problems are interconnected. I mean, you know, there's such a huge amount of bankruptcies that are caused by health care. So, you know, there are so many things we have to fix. What's your take on health care and what's going to happen with that and what we need to do?
Well, you're absolutely right. I think they said over 90% of bankruptcies are caused by the exorbitant health care costs. We're in a struggle here. As you know, there's some of us who really would like to see a single-payer health plan. The industry is weighing in very heavily, the insurance companies, as they always do, and they do not want any competition at all. They want to be able to provide services at their cost and not compete with government, who they say may have lower costs. And so we are nowhere in terms of a consensus yet on what kind of health care plan that we're going to have. All we know is that everybody wants universal health care. The president is asked to get a bill to him on his desk, and it's going to take some work because there are a lot of different ideas about what this universal health care plan should be.
All right. Well, we're going to get your take on what it should be when we come back. I understand you can hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
All right. God bless you. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, she finally found a landline.
Hooray!
We will talk to her more about the latest on health care and the economy as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is not normal.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
I think you know the most important number in my life. No, not my Social Security number, not my phone number, not my credit card number. It's my sleep number. It's a number that's part of a revolution in sleep known as the sleep number bed. Everybody's got a sleep number. Mine is 90. I like a nice firm mattress. Those of you who know your sleep number sleep a lot better than those of you who don't. Find your own personal sleep number now. You've got to check it out at your local Select Comfort Sleep Number store. I love my sleep number bed because I can adjust it whenever I want depending on how I feel. You are in control with just the simple touch of a button. You adjust the bed's firmness. A great bed, also a great value with the Sleep Number Classic Series featuring queen mattresses starting at just $699. And for a limited time, save $100 to $1,000 off selected Sleep Number bed models. Visit a Select Comfort Sleep store today or call 1-800-970-1888 to get more information, including a free DVD and brochures with complete details on models, sizes, and options. Call 1-800-970-1888 today. Plus, you'll get a $50 thank you gift card with any purchase over $100. Restrictions apply. That number, 1-800-970-1888.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an intelligent assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from IntelligentOffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store for details.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Congresswoman Maxine Waters of the great state of California was able to hang on for us. Thank you so much, Congresswoman.
You were
talking about the health care debate, and I have to say, it seems to me that the one thing we all could agree on is that the system is broken.
Yes.
But then I see Richard Shelby, the Republican from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He said Barack Obama's proposed health care plan is the first step in destroying the best health care system the world has ever known.
Well, I don't know what planet he's on. obviously, just like you alluded to earlier, Stephanie, that, 90% or more of the bankruptcies are due to extraordinary health care costs. And
Congresswoman, more than that, we pay more than any developed country for health care, and we have almost 50 million people uninsured. How is that a system that's working?
Well, it certainly is not working, and I guess for those who are elected officials like myself, it's working for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the best health care plans. We have a menu that we can choose from. It's paid for by the government, and I think it's almost ridiculous for someone who's receiving this kind of health care support, such as Senator Shelby and myself, to talk about how good it is for
mm-hmm.
everybody
mm-hmm.
when we know it's not.
Yeah, when you're enjoying a government plan. In fact, that buzzer is telling you it's time for your yearly checkup, isn't it?
It's not that good, Stephanie. Oh my God! Well, I do, and I'm not comfortable with the fact that we have this kind of health care plan, and so many people, millions, as you indicated, do not have any health care at all. Our emergency rooms are backed up with people trying to receive care in emergency rooms because they don't have health insurance, they don't have clinical care, and we need health care insurance for everybody. It should be portable from one job to the next job. It should be affordable for those small businesses so that they can participate in a reasonable way. I think we know what we need, whether or not we have the will to do it or mm-hmm. whether we're going to be influenced by the insurance companies
right.
who have been the influencers on this issue for so long.
And I thought the Republicans always like competition. Why are they afraid of competition for the private health care? I mean, it's only an option, but why are they against the American people having an option for a public plan?
Well, they speak with forked tongue.
which is covered under the congressional plan.
You get that forked tongue
you
fix.
Are so good. Yes, I guess it is, because they seem to be doing well.
Now, Congresswoman, quickly before we go, we're up yes. against a hard break here, but, all economists, by all, a barometer seem to think things are looking up, that this job report is good. At least we're losing fewer and fewer jobs every month. And the president's stimulus, of course, is going to add 600,000 more. How is this a bad thing, according to Republicans?
Well, listen, we all have a lot of hope because we do see that there are glimmers of success in this plan. For example, the job losses have not continued. They have stopped for the most part. That's a good sign. And we expect them to continue to go down. The stock market is doing better. Some new jobs have been created. And the stimulus plan is just really getting into gear. And it's going to save more jobs and create more jobs. So I'm very hopeful. And I think a lot of people are. If we did not have this stimulus plan that was put into operation by the president, I think we'd really be in trouble.
We're out of time. Congresswoman, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Representative Allison Schwartz next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
It's a busy drive as you're making your way around Denver right now, especially on the southbound side of I.
Hi, this is Tom Harbaugh. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet. After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from Golden Oak, Dark Chocolate, American Cherry, Shaker White, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. Save $20 and get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, two rechargeable batteries, a one-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. Holes will be drilled and boards will be cut with a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only through June 22nd while supplies last. See store for details.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. That's why, thank God, I have people to help me with the really hard issues. If only it's someone like, what? Hi, who is it, Jim?
Should turn my mic on, probably. From the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, it's Representative Allison Schwartz.
Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time for us.
sure. Please be with you. A lot to talk about.
Yeah,
I'll say. Wow. So, the president obviously came out yesterday, talked about the stimulus, that it's going to create 600,000 jobs. We obviously have this jobs report that economists say is better than they predicted, that we're losing fewer jobs in any month in the last 8 months, correct?
Yes, that was, it's still upsetting to hear that we're still losing jobs, but at a much slower rate, which is good news.
Right, we're heading in the right direction, but, we were talking earlier, I think it was Representative Mitch McConnell, the Republican of Kentucky, the leader, essentially said, the economy might get better on its own, but it won't be because of the stimulus bill. They just don't want to give this president credit for anything, do they?
They don't, and I think the Republicans always said that this is a cycle. We could, we'll lose jobs now and it might take us a lot longer to recover. And they were fine about it taking a lot longer. We were not. We felt we had to take action to certainly stabilize the financial sector, but also to start to grow jobs again. And
right.
To make the investments in the future. That's what we haven't been doing either. We need to be making the kind of investments that in education, in healthcare reform, and in energy independence to make sure that we can be economically competitive and grow the economy.
Right. Well, this is what I say all the time is that, they unfortunately just seem to be the party of no. And we keep thinking that on a lot of these big issues facing all of us as Americans, they're going to try and in good faith negotiate. But all it seems is they just are, throwing spitballs, aren't they?
There's no question that the American people would like us to work in a bipartisan way. They want us to reach a compromise, to bring in the Republicans, to reach out to the Republicans. But you're absolutely right. At least in the House in particular, we have seen almost no willingness on the part of the Republicans to talk seriously with us about these big issues. They mostly have said, no way, no how.
Well, and I think John Boehner released a statement saying, clearly this means the stimulus has been a complete failure and the Republican plan would have produced twice as many jobs by now. How is that constructive in any way?
Well, and the Republican plan was basically to do just what they had been doing for the last 8 years, which is tax cuts
right.
to the wealthy.
Which got us here. Yeah.
And got us into this mess in terms of the big deficit and, of course, fewer regulations than fewer enforcement of the regulations we had. So very little oversight. That was just not going to continue that path.
Well, let's talk about health care, too, for a minute, because this is obviously all interconnected. I was just telling Congresswoman Waters that Richard Shelby, the Republican of Alabama, said that Barack Obama's proposed health care plan will ruin the best health care system the world has ever known. And I guess he's referring to our current health care system.
But, I think he is.
Do you start from the premise that everything is working great in health care?
Well, what I will say about this is, and I think the president has been very clear about this, and I certainly want to reiterate this, is that for Americans who have health insurance coverage that they like, that they want to keep, we don't want to disrupt that. You can keep your health insurance. We want to encourage employers to continue to provide coverage and health benefits for their employees. We don't expect to disrupt that. We don't want to disrupt the innovation and the. In fact, we want to fund medical research. We put an additional $10 billion into medical research at NIH, funded by NIH. That the Republicans had shut off that the best way to start innovation by reducing in level. Not having funding for NIH. So we want to continue an innovative, dynamic, personal health system mm-hmm. that so many Americans like. But that said, there are real concerns in the healthcare system in America, and that starts with the growth of costs being unsustainable, both for government and for businesses and for families, and also that we know that we could do a better job of helping people stay healthy and get the healthcare that they need in a cost-effective, timely manner. And third, we know that there are 47, 48 million Americans without ongoing health insurance, and that number is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to tackle all three of those issues.
We right.
need to contain costs, we have to improve quality, and we have to extend access to all Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and it's all connected.
Right. And Richard Shelby went on to say, well, once you start this one-pay deal, first of all, single-payer is not on the table. That's not obviously
exactly.
right. I mean, which, to much to some people's chagrin, but It says, and then he said, went on to say, well, then you got the government competing with private enterprise with all the incentives the government has and the power, and you can destroy the marketplace for healthcare. I thought they were all for competition, but now they're worried that
we're looking at a way in which there can be private options and a public option. There'll be choices, and I think a lot of Americans will want to stay with private plans. A lot of people like the private insurers; they feel like they have more choices. That's fine with us if the private marketplace works. Now we're going to change some of the rules because we think some of the rules hurt American businesses and hurt American families, mm-hmm. such as excluding pre-existing conditions. You have a serious chronic disease. You're trying to buy insurance as a you just can't afford it.
Right. You can't get health care if you might need health care of some kind.
Exactly. Yeah. And that makes no sense.
Yep.
And we know that. And it also means that a lot of people don't get care they ought to. That could save us money in the long term. So and the other thing that's ignoring when you hear somebody say that is that Americans already, there's already a public plan in a lot of places. There already are public options. There's Medicare. There's Medicaid. There are, and then people like those options and want to keep them.
Right.
There's veterans' health care that we want to strengthen.
It seems to me, Congressman, we're not going to solve any of our big problems like health care if it's just about gotcha. I was watching the same interview on Fox News, and, of course, they're trying to get Obama like flip-flopping on the, when he criticized John McCain for the idea about taxing health care benefits. Well, the point is, this isn't part of the president's plan. He said he's committed to working with Congress, so he's looking at a series of ideas to make health care achievable, so to try to make this all about, he's flip-flopping on that.
I think he
knows this is going to be a negotiation, right?
Right, and this is a private-public partnership. It's also a partnership between businesses and their workers. It's a partnership between government and individuals. Americans, we all have to try and do what we can to live healthier lives, to be responsible in the way that we seek access to health services, and to follow recommendations for our health care, and to ask good questions. And that's what we're trying to do as members of Congress as well, is to come up with a uniquely American solution to keeping what works in American health care and addressing some of the really serious challenges we have.
Well, I think when you're sole aim is to make sure the president loses politically, unfortunately people lose, we lose our jobs, we lose health care, so that's why I was just reading another article, the Republicans hope GM is Obama's Katrina.
Meaning, oh my goodness.
They're rooting for the American car companies to fail.
Yeah, and we do not and should not be rooting for failure. You're absolutely right. The idea here is you may disagree on the way we're doing this, but this can't be, we hope you fail. And that's kind of what they've been saying. You're absolutely right. I mean, are we concerned about the American auto industry? Do we think that they need to make significant changes in the kind of cars that they produce and the way they run their businesses? Absolutely. It's one of the reasons that we've put so many conditions on any of the financial resources that we've given them. I think a lot of us are concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see the state of Michigan lose really 400,000 jobs in the last 20 years, that's pretty that's pretty tough. We want them to be able to, they're not going to get all those jobs back in the auto industry, so some of it is what else they could be making.
But Republican leader Boehner said the pattern here is pretty clear. Every time the president makes a so-called tough decision, it's the American middle class that gets hit the hardest. And here's a president that just cut taxes for 95% of Americans.
Well, I think that's important to recognize, is when they say we're just raising taxes, absolutely not true. We actually did reduce taxes for 95% of Americans. The president has committed to making sure that any family earning under $250,000 will not see any increase. And the truth is the middle class has been hurting because of the last 8 years. Their health care coverage is more expensive. They can get it. Their energy costs are more expensive. Their wages have been stagnant. The economy has been shrinking, not growing. This is a real problem. And getting to college, if you're trying to send your kids to college, it's gotten more expensive.
Right.
These are serious challenges for middle class America.
Congresswoman, I just did a debate with a bunch of right-wing radio hosts in New York this weekend, and this is the thing that annoys me, and I'm sure it does you from time to time, too, is that it seems like we really have serious problems in this country, and it's fine, like you say, to disagree on how we do it, but they seem to always ascribe some sort of, evil motive. alternative to the president. You know, I mean, I think I said that on the panel. Do you really think the president wanted to own a car company? Do you really think he wanted to inherit this recession and the car companies in this kind of shape? Do you really think that's what, you know what I mean? It was like some socialist plot he had since he was in kindergarten.
Oh, if you listen to them. Yes, of course he did not. No one would choose to inherit this economy and this kind of deficit that we're in. Let's be clear. The president has also said that, you know, we need to meet these challenges in cooperation with the private sector. He's not looking to grow government. He's taking very seriously, and I agree with him on that, the fiscal deficit and problems that this nation has. We have got to grow jobs again, and create a fairer tax system and to be able to make the serious kind of investments that will pay off in the future, and in that way act really responsibly as a government as well. And I take that very seriously. I'm also vice chair of the budget committee. I take seriously the debt that this nation is in. We spend a whole lot more on interest payments than we should, and if we don't get that under control, we will not be able to be the kind of great country economically that we have always been and we want to be in the future.
Yep, absolutely. These are serious problems. They take serious people. It's time for you. You need to not spend any more time on a silly radio show.
Well, it's always good to talk with you.
You too.
And I look forward to coming back and talking further as we get down the road on health care reform.
You All too. Right. We would love that. Representative Allison Schwartz of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
She's a serious person, Chris.
We have serious problems to solve, and we need serious people to solve them.
Thank you.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Stop it.
Flarg! 44 minutes after the hour.
Spaceballs. Yes, I know.
Love that. All right. Laura Bush's thoughts on the Supreme Court vacancy. Who asked Pickles? We'll find out when we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What the hell was that?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
I feel very strongly about something because it's disturbing. Statistically, more than half of you don't have a will or a living trust. That means when you die, you trust the state to do what's best for you, your property, your children. That's a mistake, and LegalZoom and I are on a mission to help you. There are two documents I want you to take care of right away. Both are available at LegalZoom.com. Get a living trust and a living will. Your living trust covers your estate, provides for your children, and helps you avoid probate. Your living will spells out important health care decisions in advance. Time and money are no excuse. At LegalZoom.com, it takes less than 30 minutes. You just answer some easy online questions, and they deliver the document to your doorstep. And you'll save about 85%. You heard me, 85%. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter Stephanie in the referral box at checkout. Protect your family. Launch your dreams at LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
There's nothing generic about your body. About the way it moves, the way it heals, the way it aches. Your pain isn't generic. Your pain reliever shouldn't be either. Tylenol works in ways that have been trusted and proven for over 50 years. With patented technology and clinical trials, no store brand can match. Because a body as unique as yours deserves more than a generic pain reliever. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
It's a busy drive as you're making your way around Denver right now, especially on the southbound side of I-25 downtown. It's also dragging for northbounders as you're trying to make your way from the tech center towards the downtown area. Your slowdowns start right around Broadway. That's going to tack a few minutes onto your right. Now, we do have surface street issues as well. One of them is an accident. This occurred at 1st and Broadway. Emergency crews are on scene of that one. Then we do have that water main break in the works. This is on MLK east of Colorado. There's a closure there, so do factor that into your ride. I guess they're taking you through the neighborhood to get out of that. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 72 degrees today. Currently cloudy, a little bit breezy, chance of showers later on, and it's 61. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This Father's Day, say goodbye to lame gifts and pick up a TomTom. It's the easy-to-use GPS that makes the perfect gift for Dad. And right now, you can save up to $50 on select models. TomTom, go confidently.
Starting January 2009, the IRS has announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay their back taxes. The Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000, some owe several million. And my staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients, period. 50% tax debt reductions, 90%. Not unusual, but you've got to have the expertise and the relationships with the IRS. That's where we come in. This leniency will end. Anyone who's put off dealing with the IRS should take advantage, settle for less while they can.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide at 800-947-0828. For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
Stephanie Miller.
Time. You can't touch this.
Yo, sound the bell. School is in,
sucker. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Down.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Keith in Illinois will now solve the healthcare crisis in America. Hello, Keith.
About time.
Well,
where have you been?
It is chaos in England, of course. With our healthcare, it's absolute chaos. The airports are crowded. Everybody trying to get to America. Oh, hang on. Maybe it's they're coming to Disneyland.
It could be that. Or for our stellar healthcare system. I'm not sure what that was about. That made my brain hurt.
National health has problems in England, but it works pretty darn well in France and Germany and Sweden and Denmark and lots of other
places where it isn't watered down.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jeremy, and that's what I'm afraid.
Yeah.
That the healthcare, it's going to be like everything else, that by the time everybody gets what they want, it's going to be a big, massive nothing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Much like my disastrous late-night television show, whenever I make an analogy to something getting watered down with too many cooks in the kitchen, and then it sucks.
Then Danny Bonaducci will sweep in and save the
day. Yes, exactly.
With his healthcare plan.
I think he should be the healthcare czar. Let's just get to that now. Jeremy and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello.
I had wanted to... There's a number that's not getting bandied about very much, and that's that only 4% of the stimulus package has been spent so far.
I know.
Like, yeah, just 4%.
Yeah, and already they're saying, see, it didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like that's like taking a test, and you know, the teacher pulls your paper away after you answer two questions, like, oh, look, you failed.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And
good point. All right, honey, let's go to Kim in St. Paul on healthcare as well. Hi, Kim. Hi, Kim.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so I have three points on health care.
Okay.
First is that the reason the Republicans oppose it is because it's good public policy that actually decreases economic insecurity, and Republicans hate that because then people are less afraid and less easy to control.
Yep.
And then my second point is that, you know, it's a public plan is kind of like an abortion in a sense, which is all these people who are opposed to it, if you don't like it, don't use it. Don't take one. But
right.
For me,
that's why it's called an option. Right.
I would like some of that socialistical health care, please.
It's a choice.
Yes.
There you
and
go.
Yes,
go ahead.
My third point is that I have a health insurance now through a company that sounds like Schmetna. And I currently have been denied coverage for a specialist visit because my specialist is covered at one location by Schmetna, but not at the location where I actually got service.
Mm.
And so I'm pretty sure the government can't possibly be more bureaucratic or more screwed up than our current private health insurance.
Yeah, system. It's like, what was it? Who had Eric Cantor said, oh, you know, the government will run GM into the ground. It's like, Oh, you mean as opposed to the bang-up job that they were doing when they were a private company? Wow. I don't want the government running GM. Okay. Lordy, lordy. By the by, update on the breaking news on the update in the Air France crash. Mm-hmm. Search crews, I think the update is 24 bodies. I'm not sure if it's...
Yes, that's the last I heard.
Yeah. Oh. And also a large tail section from the jetliner helping narrow the hunt for the black boxes because they had been, you know, not very optimistic about finding them.
Yep.
But high-tech help is on the way. Two U.S. Navy devices capable of picking up the emergency beacons on the ocean
floor. From
the
black boxes,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There have been problems before with Airbus, with the vertical stabilizer snapping off. I remember they blamed the co-pilot
using
too violent maneuver with the rudder pedals, but it was supposedly at maneuvering speed. So I'm just wondering if there's something wrong with the composite materials they use.
Jim, I have a quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Those are privately run companies, aren't they, airlines?
Yes.
Air France is a government entity.
No, but this was an American airline flying the Airbus for the previous accident.
Well, we obviously have major problems with our airline companies as well, you know, and equipment, et cetera. All right, Laura Bush, I don't know why they asked Pickles. However, she talked about Dick Cheney and his...
I think that's his right as a citizen of the U.S., and I think he also feels obligated. And so, I understand why he wants to speak out. On the other hand, George feels like, as a former president, that he owes President Obama his silence on issues and that there's no reason to second-guess any decisions that he makes.
He also didn't want evidence on tape for the Hague. Did I say that out loud?
My lawyers told me to shut the hell up.
But she said one thing this might be proving is George Bush actually may be smarter than Dick Cheney. Who knew? We thought he was the dumb one.
Could be.
By the way, you see, you caught Dick Cheney recently saying there was never any evidence that Saddam Hussein's Iraq played any role in 9/11. And he doesn't know who could have put forward such an... idea, for instance.
You have said in the past that it was, quote, pretty well confirmed.
No, I never said that.
Okay. I never said that.
That's absolutely not. What I said was the Czech intelligence service reported after 9/11 that Atta had been in Prague on April 9th of 2001, where he allegedly met with an Iraqi intelligence official. We have never been able to confirm that, nor have we been able to knock it down. It's been pretty well confirmed that he did go to Prague and meet with a senior official of the Iraqi intelligence service in Czechoslovakia last April.
That was actually his evil twin, Chick Daney. Different guy. So he never said that.
And then he blamed George Tenet for the bad intelligence. And then he also went on to say, sometimes they screw up. For instance, they miss 9/11.
They?
Yeah.
Who is they, Kemosabe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They is you, sir.
You be they.
Mm.
What?
Okay.
Were you going all Michael Steele on our ass?
Pickles Bush on Sonia Sotomayor.
Well, I think she sounds like a very interesting and good nominee. As a woman, I'm proud that there might be another woman on the court, and so we'll see what happens. But I wish her well.
Feminist frenzy there.
Wow.
By the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg made a good point recently about why we need another woman on the court. She recalled as a young female lawyer, her voice was often ignored by male peers. She said, I don't know how many meetings I attended in the 60s and 70s where I would say something I thought was a pretty good idea, and somebody else would say exactly what I said. Then people would become alert and respond to it.
Yeah.
Like that commercial. Yeah, but you said it and did this with your hands. That's
right.
That's totally different. I said it and did that, and that's why it's important. All right. The Supreme Court is going to be obviously a big deal for many issues, Roe v. Wade being one of them, particularly heating up with the killing of Dr. Tiller. The breaking news this morning is that his clinic will not reopen.
Yep. So it looks like
they got what they wanted.
They got their way.
Probably means there'll be more of those bombings.
Bill O'Reilly with an edition of...
And thanks for playing Really Bad Analogy.
Now think about this. The waterboarding of heinous terrorists who participated in mass murder is called barbaric. But the destruction of thousands of late-term fetuses for casual reasons is called heroic.
Mm.
Now, if that's liberalism, I will never be a part of it.
According to whom? According to whom there were casual reasons?
Yeah, casual reasons like the woman might die or the baby wouldn't have a brain.
And why did we release all those prisoners if they were guilty?
Hmm. All right. That's all I can stomach today. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, Rebecca Baker. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-